Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He was the 16th overall pick in the 2015 draft. Spent four seasons with Houston, one season with Buffalo, and now he comes to the Browns on a free agent one-year contract to join a Browns secondary that certainly needed some upgrades. And here he is, Kevin Johnson, with the Bull and the Fox. Kevin, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on.
We're happy to have you on. Tell us why you picked the Browns.
It was, the free agency process, kind of deciding between the teams. I felt like the Browns was a really good fit just as far as me coming in with the new coaching staff, the new culture that I really believed in, new opportunity kind of for everybody on the team, and be able to come out on a great team and compete for, and win and push for the playoffs.
You know, you talk about the coaching staff you believe in. I don't think you've had any interaction with Kevin Stefanski because he's been with Minnesota. Tell us, from an outside perspective, what made you believe in him?
Just the new culture. New ideas. The defensive scheme that I was learning about with Coach Joe Woods. As far as all he was telling me about what type of things he likes to run. I believe in that. His defensive background. Kind of for me seeing it through those same eyes and kind of agreeing with all the movements he's making back there. I just really believed in it, and it was where I wanted to be.
When you look at the Browns in their scheme, what suits you the best? You talk about you like the fact that Joe Woods is a former defensive back and defensive back coach and all that stuff, but like, is it about what they've told you that suits your skill set the best?
Just kind of the type of player that they're looking for, and I think I'm that type of player who can be versatile, play inside, play outside, and I just think I can be effective in those schemes. The schemes he was describing to me and where they had me playing at, I think I kind of just fit that mold very well.
We're talking with Browns' new cornerback, Kevin Johnson. Kevin, so you grew up in Maryland. Let me ask you this. It's okay if you're, you're a kid, Were you a Ravens fan growing up?
Yeah, I was a Ravens fan. I was a Ravens fan growing up. I can't lie about that.
I like the
opposite. We used to have season tickets. We used to go to all the games, so I'm really excited about playing in that division. I played the Baltimore Ravens a couple times in my career already. So, every time, we play a team like that, it's kind of special for me. So I'm excited about it.
What was it like playing in Houston? Obviously, you're a first-round pick, and you had a chance to start there and had some success, of course, and spent a little time with Buffalo as well. But talk career to this point.
Houston was a good experience, man. I mean, we had a good team, very good defense. I just had, injuries that I was dealing with a lot in Houston that kind of, I was kind of starting and stopping with, kind of my career in the first 4 years. But it was a great experience. Good for me to be out there and ball. And, I'm excited for this chapter right here.
We're talking with Kevin Johnson, Brown's new cornerback. Kevin, obviously what's going on in the country is really a challenge for everybody, football player, baseball right. player, construction work. It doesn't matter what walk right. of life you're in. We're all affected by this right now.
Right.
How are you and your family holding up, and what can you do and what are you doing to stay in the best possible shape during this time?
My family's doing good. I'm doing good. My family's doing good, which is a blessing. And I hope everybody around the world is, you know, in the best shape that they can be in, and everybody can, you know, push forward through this, you know, economically and physically. Over here, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. Yeah. I'm staying with two other DBs who also play in the NFL. And, you know, we just really train every day. You know, Monday, you know what I mean? We just, you know, train and do our consistent routine that we've been doing the past kind of 3 years. And, you know, we've still been able to get it in. So it's not really affecting us in that way.
That's great. That's great. Kevin Johnson, Browns' new defensive back. What? How much of a challenge, if there's no, again, none of us know the timeline at this point, Kevin. If there turns out to not be any offseason program, right. And, you know, there's a possibility the season could get delayed, who knows. But let's say you guys can't get together in person, really, till training camp. How big a challenge is that for you as a new member of the team? And just, you know, without knowing for sure, how big a challenge you think it would be for the new coaching staff here, since most of the guys here, including the head coach and the coordinators, are new?
Yeah, I mean, it's a unique situation, man. But, you know, one thing about it, everybody in the league is going through the same thing. So we're all going to have a clean slate. So,
sure.
You know, it kind of is what it is. You know, I'm going to be ready to play whenever it's time to play some football. So that's all I really know.
Did you, when you were a kid, did you always want to be a corner, or did you play another position? What was your status there as a kid?
I was, you know, I mean, I was an offensive player growing up for the most part. You know, it was all about scoring touchdowns. But, you know, as I was getting older, you know, I kind of, you know, kind of just kind of shifted to that cornerback position and kind of was able to just develop and flourish at that spot. And now it's kind of been home for me.
We're talking with Kevin Johnson, Browns cornerback. When you know, you hear defensive players often complain about the rules now. Because obviously, you know, the rules for the most part have been swung to protect offensive players, for them not to get hurt. And, you know, the game is more about offense these days.
Right.
As a corner, is that less of a big deal than maybe a safety or, you know, some other guys? I don't know. Or is it still a big deal for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, still a big deal. You got to watch how you play, you know, just as far as, you know, the player safety rules that they have going on in the NFL. You got to, you know, watch how you're hitting. You know, back in the day, you know, they could throw the ball to receivers across the middle and receivers were able to pay a price, where in today's game it's a little bit different. So it kind of even change the way they call the plays on offense and defense. So it is a kind of thing you have to adjust to, I think, everybody on the field.
We're talking with Kevin Johnson, Browns defensive back, one of the new members of the team. Do you, as you, and this is your second, you know, you went to the Bills last year, are you following kind of the Browns and everything else they've done? Because, you know, they say they've made a lot of other significant moves. Have you been following everything, or are you just focused on yourself and – that's it.
I've been following it briefly. I can't really, you know, recall too much about the moves that's been made. You know, kind of just been, you know, just focusing on myself, like you said. But as far as the moves that I have seen, I'm excited about them.
Go ahead,
Kevin. You talk about you know, playing in this division. I mean, there's some good receivers in this division. I'm curious. Right. Who are you excited to match up with when you get to here to Cleveland? You got Juju. You got AJ Green. You've got some good talented wide receivers there in Baltimore, of course. Who are you looking forward to going up against?
I'm going to be looking forward to going up against all of them, man. Every single last one of them that I get a chance to go against. You know, I'm going to give them my best. You know, every single receiver. I mean, receivers really, you know, it's just nameless faces, great nameless faces, you know, receivers that you go against. It's about how you play and how you execute your assignments and, you know, your techniques and play ball, your style.
Here in Cleveland, right now, it's uncertain times, of course. I mean, everyone's kind of at home, and you haven't had a chance to get into Cleveland. Have you had a chance to talk to any of your teammates? What are you guys doing in terms of trying to get to know each other at this point?
Just a little group text, you know, kind of just going on, just kind of, you know, introducing ourselves and, you know, things like that. But, you know, until we see each other in person, I think that's where really when we're going to really get to know each other.
Kevin, besides working out, what are you doing, you and your buddies doing to pass the time here?
Believe it or not, we've been able to golf a little bit. We've been able to golf a little bit out here. So kind of, you know, just picking that up. It's a tough sport. but I'm out here, you know, just trying to get better. It's fun because, you know, it seems so simple, but it's so hard. So you kind of chase that good shot that you get once a day when you're first starting off. So I kind of been doing that. And then really just chilling, you know, just, you know, kind of, you know, finding things to do, playing ping pong at the house, cards, you know, whatever it might be.
My partner was playing Call of Duty. I think it was Call of Duty till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Warzone, right. The new Warzone.
What do you think of that? Yeah. Are you up for playing Call of Duty till 4 a.m?
Nah, that's not really my favorite. He was playing just right before I left the house early today.
You mentioned the card games. I mean, what are we playing? Yeah. We playing spades?
Playing Tonk.
Okay.
You know, we just been kind of running that back. You know, just kind of getting competitive with that.
Nice,
Kevin. Good luck, man. Stay safe. Welcome to the Browns, and we'll hopefully see you at training camp, man. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate y'all having me on.
You got it, man. Kevin Johnson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.